Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about The Fifth Trimester by Lauren Smith Brody. Sophie, you just went through this, right?
I did, and honestly, this book felt like it was written for me. It's about that period when you go back to work after having a baby, which Brody calls the fifth trimester. It's this chaotic, unacknowledged phase that no one prepares you for.
Right, because everyone talks about the three trimesters of pregnancy and then the newborn haze. But nobody talks about what happens when you have to put on real pants and walk back into the office.
Exactly. And her big point is that most women spend months planning the birth and the nursery, but almost zero time planning the return to work. So you're set up for shock and guilt and burnout.
So what's her solution? Because I imagine it's not just lean in or do it all.
No, not at all. She's really practical. She says the fifth trimester starts during maternity leave. You need to use that time strategically, not just to survive the sleep deprivation.
Like what? What does strategic even mean when you're running on 3 hours of sleep?
Well, first, have honest conversations with your partner about the division of labor. She says that's the single biggest predictor of a mother's career success. You need to be a team captain, not a supermom.
So delegate and outsource. That makes sense. But what about the emotional side? I feel like that's the part people don't talk about.
Oh, totally. She has this term, mom coma, for the fog of exhaustion and hormonal shifts and emotional overload. And she says the key is to manage it with rituals.
Rituals like what?
Like creating a transition object for yourself, not just the baby. Maybe a photo on your desk or a playlist for the commute. Something to acknowledge the pain of leaving your baby, process it, and then shift focus to work.
That's actually really sweet. And then once you're back at work, she says you need to manage your reputation and workload proactively, right?
Yes.
She suggests having a return to work meeting with your manager. You come in with a plan for your first 30, 60, and 90 days. It's not asking for a handout. It's negotiating flexibility and showing you're still a valuable asset.
So you're basically pitching yourself as a more efficient version of your old self.
Exactly. And that's where she debunks multitasking. She calls it a lie that will destroy you. Instead, she's all about single tasking and creating white space in your calendar.
Because of something called attention residue, right? Your brain keeps switching between work and baby thoughts, so you're not really present anywhere.
Right.
So you set hard boundaries. When you're at work, you're at work. When you're home, you're home. No checking the baby monitor during meetings and no answering emails at dinner.
That sounds so simple, but I bet it's really hard to do.
It is, but she gives a system for batching tasks and scheduling focus time. And then she talks about ambition, which is a whole other thing.
What about it?
She says your definition of success might change, and that's okay. Some women come back with renewed fire. Others want a less demanding role. Both are valid. But she says don't make any permanent decisions in that first year. She has a one-year rule.
So don't quit your job in a moment of exhaustion or guilt. Give a year to see how you really feel.
Exactly. And she also makes the case that this isn't just a women's problem, it's a business problem. Companies lose talented women because they don't offer flexibility or paid leave.
And that costs them money in turnover and lost expertise.
Yeah.
She says managers should focus on output, not face time. A mother who works 4 focus days is often more productive than someone who's their 5 distracted ones.
What about the messiness? I mean, the sleep deprivation, the strain on the marriage, the financial pressure. She doesn't sugarcoat it?
No, she's like a wise older sister. She gives you permission to lower your standards. Order takeout, let the laundry pile up, ask for help. Perfection is the enemy of the good.
So the takeaway is that you can be a devoted mom and a driven professional, but you have to do what matters most, one imperfect step at a time.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. The fifth trimester is really about redefining what success looks like. It's not about doing it all. It's about doing what matters, one intentional step at a time. We'll see you in the next one.